Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And good morning. It's just a couple minutes after 9 o'clock for this, Ides of March.
Yes, Ides of March. you just realized that?
Yeah, I did. I think everybody had to read Julius Caesar back in school at
yes,
some point.
Yes, right, to understand.
Yeah.
I was going to say happy, but I guess it's not happy.
All right, so good morning. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We're going to take your phone calls. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or if you have an event coming up, give us a call. We'll put you on the air and take your phone calls. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. Just again, an update. If you missed the ball game last night, the Petersburg Vikings won a thriller. 44-42, right at the end, Elijah Whitaker had the winning shot, and they advanced to the semifinals, and now they play Cordova. Cordova is the number two seed in the tournament. Petersburg is number three, so it promises to be another tight, exciting game, and that's tonight at 7:45. The winner plays in the championship game tomorrow night at 8:30, and the loser plays in the third-place consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. KFSK will have the game on live tonight, starting tip-off, if they stay on schedule, tip-off around 7:45. And just a great job by the team, and congratulations to the Lady Vikings as well. They had a good season. Looking forward to having the girls' games on and the boys' games on for next season. But the season is wrapping up. Those games are taking place on the UAA campus in Anchorage. So the public library, you had your closure the whole...
Yeah, we had inventory last week and really got a lot done. And a few things moved around. So if you're looking for things and you can't quite find them... just ask. It's a pretty small library, though. I bet you could find them.
sure. But you didn't, like, move big sections, did you?
We moved, let's see, the comics moved and the games moved so that we could expand the DVD section a little bit more and not be so packed.
Right.
So, yeah, we moved things around, did inventory, few other changes. This might sound boring to other people, but
I get it. We do it around here, but yeah.
So, but one of the changes that we made in the cooking section, again, we kind of expanded that so things aren't quite as packed because people really love that section and we want it to be easier for people to browse. But we also changed one of the sections. We used to have a section called Cooking Healthy. But we realized that we were kind of making judgments on things.
Right,
and
right.
So instead of cooking healthy, we made it into diet therapy. So special diets are going to be in that area.
Okay.
So if you are
gluten-free
or doing keto or paleo or something like that or Mediterranean, you're going to find them in that section now.
Okay. And so, then... the other things are still
pretty much the same. But
and so, what are the hours of the library now? Mondays are open again.
Yes, we are open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, all right. So, all right. Well, that's good to know. And we've got our phone lines are open here this morning. So if you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you have an announcement, we'll put you on the air. Our number is 907-772-3808. I wanted to bring your attention to a new meeting that's taking place here in town that just started last week, and it's a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and that is taking place on Wednesday and Sundays in the basement of the Holy Cross House, and I'll get you the phone number for that. But that's a new group, and as we know, you know, all the different groups in town, it's really important for them to get their word out, and KFSK is a good source for that. KFSK, you know, nonprofits, groups like that all, you know, really kind of depend on KFSK. So I'll get you that phone number later and let you know. So we're going to get to our callers. Take caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Cynthia calling from Lee's Clothing, downtown Petersburg.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, I just wanted to let people know we have our Fit for Life program going. And what it is you log your workout hours. So for every hour that you work out, you get a 1% discount. And we have cards here in the store. So you come in as often as you'd like to, fill out the card, and log your hours. And the program goes through April 13th. So now's a good time to sign up. And anytime you come in and log your hours, you can enter to win a weekly drawing. So we give away hydro flasks and a pair of Knox binoculars and a rumple blanket. So every week there are really good drawings. So I just wanted to let people know that we started that annual program. And it's just a positive way to encourage people to get out and exercise a bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With the weather changing and everything, that's great.
Yeah,
so are you talking about those smaller, sort of like the very easy handheld binoculars that you have in the store?
Yes.
Oh, those are awesome. Those binoculars. Yes, those are really nice.
You can tuck them in your pocket,
right.
And they're brightly colored, so you can find them easily. So, we're going to give away a pair of those this week.
Oh, great. And so it's through April 13th, and stop into the store and sign up?
Exactly. Stop in any time.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. That's a nice incentive to get out and exercise. And we'll take the next caller. Caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Chris and Tom. It's Sally from the Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
It's Friday bingo night, and doors open at 6 and bingo starts at 7. We're having egg salad sandwiches tonight with couple other little add-ons. We've got waffler with various cheeses, and we've got raspberry tarts and Chex Mix. So it's kind of a mixed bag tonight, a little potlucky thing going on.
Nice.
Yeah, so doors open at 6. Come on up. The Moon Village chair's working. And then, of course, being the 15th of the month, it's National Quilt Day today.
All right, so tell us about that. What's that entail?
Well, it's just a day that quilters kind of honor themselves by showing off their work a little bit. And in Petersburg, we've got businesses downtown and the library showing some of our work. And it's kind of a day that we gather. Sometimes we do like a charity project or we help the mission quilters at the Lutheran Church basement cut stuff out for their next bunch of 200 quilts that they send off every year. It just varies with whatever guild is doing at the moment.
Isn't this like historically a really nice, beautiful day? Or is that something else?
Well, you have a retreat. It's total sunshine.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because you're going to be inside.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's not necessarily National Quilt Day, but definitely when we have our retreats, we're all sitting inside going, wish we were out walking around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, got some news that I don't know if you guys heard, but that the governor vetoed the education bill.
Yeah. I did hear that, yes.
What a jerk. What is his problem? He is an educator, or was an educator.
Yeah,
I hope you contact Bert and Rebecca and ask them to please help override the veto. Our kids need it. They're our future. We don't want a bunch of dummies running us around when we're old.
Good point, Sally.
Yeah. Grief. Anyway,
All right. Yeah, you too. And you make sure you got the game on tonight at bingo.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be crooked again. I have to lean to the left while I listen to the game and then run my bingo card and then I make announcements to everybody about what the score is. So it's kind of fun. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Thank you, bye. Sally.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, phone lines are open. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. You can call in from outside of Petersburg as well. It's 888, and then the number 772-3808. The information on the Narcotics Anonymous meetings, this just is a new group that just started, and they're meeting on Wednesdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. in the basement of the Holy Cross House on Excel and 5th. And for more information, contact 907-518-1158 on that. And that's so they've got a meeting this Sunday night, and they just started this past week. So another worthy group here in town. And another caller here, caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Dave. For calling.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi. Say, got a couple things, a couple half. First one, you guys have been great talking about Rotary Roses. Rotary Rose Day is coming up next Tuesday, a big local fundraiser for the Rotary Club. And roses are available by using the QR code you see on posters. You can call me at 518-1199. And also, at PetersburgRotary.org. $30 for delivery next Tuesday afternoon. And orders are coming in, so we're looking forward to that big fundraiser coming up for us.
Yeah, that's a nice sign of spring, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we see some crocuses coming up, or at least they're trying anyway. Maybe they'll come out this weekend, but we'll see. And we'll have some roses to be thankful for anyway. That'd be great.
Right.
Secondly, I wanted to remind the community about the firefighter class that's going on. We're always looking for new members at the volunteer fire department. We're running a class on Saturdays for new members, for new firefighters, or for people that are looking for a refresher. Those classes start at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and they'll run through April, covering various topics that we need to know about as firefighters. Had a great turnout last night with a joint drill with the guys from DOT at the airport. Coming up here in a couple of weeks, we'll be practicing or having an airport disaster drill where all three of our branches will get together with folks from DOT to hone our skills for emergency responses at the airport. So, looking for new people for the fire hall, for EMS, fire, and search and rescue. For more information, you could look at a website. We have joinpvfd.org or call the fire hall at 772-3355.
All right, so that the class started last Saturday. Is it? It's not too late to get in?
That's correct.
Okay.
We will endeavor to catch people up with stuff that they've missed, but it's always new things to learn, new skills at the fire hall, and it's pretty exciting, to be involved with the community and jump in where help is needed.
Yeah, great group.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Yes, it's a lot of camaraderie there with people that are involved. So. It's a fun group. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Yep. And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Sarah C. How's it going in there?
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm calling about the Moving Music, which is happening this Saturday, March 16th at 6 until 8 at Singley Alley, 12 Singley Alley, which is the old
Salvation
on the corner there.
Yeah, the old Salvation Army thrift store.
Thank you. That's it.
Yep.
I'm going to do a Moving Music light, so there won't be sound equipment. It'll be we'll have our sets and we'll play them, but we'll play them in more traditional round where we're just performing for each other. But people are more than welcome to come. And I've posted all around the city, so I hope people will come. So Phil, my husband Phil, who did the Iditarod Trail, he finished yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And so he'll spend the night in, he spent the night in Nome, and he'll be in Anchorage tonight, and he'll be coming home tomorrow at 2:30 on the airplane. And I'll tuck him in with the kids, and then I'll get off to the movie music concert. One of the reasons I'm going to do moving music light tomorrow. I just don't want to do sound equipment. I just want to be with people and then head home.
Well, very good. How many days was Phil on the trail?
18 days.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yeah, and it was the coldest year.
Oh, dear.
He said his little he brought a temperature gauge with him, and that it bottomed out at 40 for several days in a row, as in negative 40.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, it just bottomed out. He's got a picture of it just covered in frost. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. You too. And next caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Carol Jensen.
Hi, Carol.
And, hi. I have a wire, one of those black wire dog crates for sale. It's about a medium size. It's 36 inches long or so and about 24 wide and 25 high. And I'd like about $30 for it. It has one of those trays under it and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's up? You got a $30. What's your phone number?
907-518-0008.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks
Carol. You very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. And just again, a reminder that there is yoga at the library this weekend. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. with Karen Malcolm. It's $5 and bring your own mat. And it's all levels of yoga. And it is steak night tonight at the Moose Lodge. And that's for members and their guests. And that's every other Friday night at the Moose Lodge. I wanted to mention, you'll see a lot of folks in town next week. The State Moose Convention is being held here in Petersburg, and they're going to have a lunch and dinner daily next week at the Moose Lodge. A lot of folks coming into town for that, so welcome them to town when you see them. Nice to have a state convention here in Petersburg, and so welcome to the Moose that are coming to town next week. And lastly, before we get to our rundown, there's a parade on Sunday.
Yes, I was just going to say.
St. Patrick's Day.
And hopefully it won't be raining sideways.
I know, exactly. Or snowing.
Yeah, or snowing.
Sleet. 4 o'clock is the parade. We're going to, the regular parade route will go down to Fram and take a left and go up the hill. And we'll go into long-term care, sing a few tunes for the folks there. And depending on the weather, Fee said she could have some of the residents out.
So nice.
So, again, all are welcome to march in the parade. It starts at 4 o'clock in front of Petersburg IGA. We do have the police department as an escort. So if you are going to be out and about, keep that in mind that there's going to be a small hearty group of of Irish marching down Main Street 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Okay. So Cynthia called. Lee's is doing their Fit for Life program through April 13th. And for every hour that you log, you get a 1% discount. They have drawings every week, and every time you come in, you can fill out a ticket. Yeah, every time you come in to log your hours.
Correct, yes.
Right. just to be right. Sure there, every time you come in to log your hours, you can fill out a ticket. Sally called. It's bingo night at the Suns. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. They are having just kind of a mix tonight. Egg salad sandwiches, wafflers with cheese, raspberry tart, and Chex Mix. It's also National Quilt Day today, and you can go around town because businesses and the library are showing some of the awesome quilts that they have made over the years. Dave called from the Rotary, reminding people that it's Rotary Roses time. They will be here and delivered on March 19th. You can order those through the QR codes that are around town, or you can call 518-1199. Also, you can order through PetersburgRotary.org. They are $30 a dozen. Also wanted to remind people there's a firefighter class going on Saturdays, and it's for new people and refresher course for those who have been through the firefighter classes before. It starts at 8 a.m. on Saturdays and will run through April, and it's not too late to show up and learn some of the tactics that they use for firefighting, among other things. Wanted to mention that there is a airport disaster drill coming up, just a lot of different organizations are going to be taking part in that. Anyway, if you are, and they're always looking for volunteers, EMS, fire, search and rescue, you can go to join PFD or call the fire station itself at 907-772-3355 if you're interested in
it. It's PVFD.
PV, okay. Pittsburgh, I knew Volunteer I was missing fire something department. In there.
Yeah.
Okay, join PVFD.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sarah called. That's moving music concert coming up this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 12 Sing Lee Alley. And that's the old Salvation Army thrift store. And she wanted to let you know. I was going to say it's acoustic, but I guess it is kind of acoustic because they're not having any sound equipment.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, so it's going to be kind of a really laid back and intimate
living room concert.
Yes, living room concert. It sounds great. Carol called. She has a wire dog crate, 36 by 24 by 25. It's a medium-sized dog crate. It's for $30, and you can give her a call at 907-518-0008.
All right. Thank you, Chris. That wraps up our Tradio for this Friday, the Ides of March. And we've got the jet report we'll get from Viking Travel here shortly. Get back to Steve Barry's music show here this morning on Rising Tide. Again, there's a parade, the St. Patrick's Day annual parade, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Line up about 3:45 and hope to see you there. It's going to be great weather for it. I'm sure of it. All right. Have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.